Episode 1, Chapter 1, The Beginning of Everything, Pirate Lydia and the Dragon's Introduction. It was a bright yet misty morning when good Pirate Lydia arrived on the mysterious Lush Island. The birds rang out her presence as if they were announcing her arrival to someone or something very important. She glanced back at her boat, the lovely lady. There really wasn't much left of it. The storm almost destroyed the perfect pink sails and hand-painted title. She smiled as her heart gave thanks to her maker that the protection she prayed for was generously granted. Not a scratch or bruise was evidence of God's love over her. She carefully took inventory of her belongings. At her side was her sword, solid, silver, and gleaming in the sunlight. She adjusted her hat, change purse, and special satchel on her belt for what looked like a hike to come. Then she unwrapped her ration chocolate and tossed it in her mouth. Adventure was simply what she was made for. Her purpose would be revealed as she treaded each step, knowing God had always had good plans for her. She began to walk through the lush forest, recalling what her dear angel and Casper Bunny had told her. There was great suffering on this island, but it didn't feel at all like a sad place. They told her there was a deep curse. How could such a beautiful place be subject to any curse? She had to find the one talked about called Ebenezer. He needed her help, and so did the dragons, as they were disappearing and suffering greatly. Where would she even begin to look? Angel Bunny told her that Ebenezer was indeed human, since the curse, except, of course, during a full moon, when he would return to his original dragon form, remember everything, and search feverishly for his sacred horn until sunrise. At sunrise, he would once more become trapped as a human, forgetting his purpose, position, and power as a dragon. She hoped she could somehow help him find the horn, return it to him, and the great suffering would end. Her thoughts were interrupted by the sound of rushing water. Another answered prayer. Fresh water, and it was welcomed as her dry lips and aching muscles needed refreshing. She veered off in the direction of the beautiful sound with caution. She knew dragons were becoming scarce, but there was evidence of them throughout the forest. She could see trees that sparkled like gold in various places on their trunks. There were surely golden claw dragons here. The marks indicated climbing or even scratching. That was uncommon behavior for that species. It would only make sense if the baby dragons had been seeking sanctuary and safety from someone or something trying to capture them. They were not an aggressive or unfriendly dragon at all, but the suffering brought upon by Ebenezer and the merchants since the curse had changed them, and now they were protective and suspicious of humans. The merchants paid a good price to Ebenezer for a baby gold or young golden claw dragon. These dragons had an ability to turn everything they touched with their claws to gold whenever they wanted something badly enough. A baby dragon, separated far away from their mother and lured with the promise to be returned to her, would turn anything the merchant asked for into gold. The merchants never kept a promise, but they did pay Ebenezer in gold, and the curse made him crave more gold every day. There were also fish bones and full skeletons scattered in the brush and forest floor a good distance from the shore. Surely that was a clue that water dragons also called the island home. They were excellent hunters and ate on the go while flying. They would discard bones in midair. Pirate Lydia found herself once again grateful to have her hat. She could smell the fresh water and hear the roaring sound of a waterfall and trudged onward through the trees. With caution, she approached the opening to the mouth of the stream and gleaming pool that was easiest to lap up a drink. The waterfall was beautiful and welcoming with a serenity that made her want to sit and think about the majesty of God as he created such beauty. So she sat, for a moment at least, until a voice from behind her made her stumble forward and almost fall in.
"Hello there, pretty lady. Would you like to buy a golden claw dragon egg? I am a merchant and local expert here, and you look like an explorer seeking riches," said the little man.
"Oh, wow, you startled me. That's a beautiful egg, but I'm afraid you're mistaken in your expertise. That's actually a water dragon egg. They mimic golden claw eggs, except for a small wing-shaped blue spot on the narrow end of the egg. Right here, you see," explained Pirate Lydia.
"Well, it looks like you are no ordinary explorer, young one. I guess I will just toss this here old egg like a skipping stone and find you a golden claw,"
carelessly remarked the man. "Oh, no, don't do that. It's actually exactly what I would have chosen. Here are some coins for your trouble. I can take the egg," said Pirate Lydia as she gently took it into the safety of her delicate hands.
"All right, it's worthless to me," he said.
At that, the little man strode off as quickly as he had appeared. Pirate Lydia looked at the beautiful egg in her hand and glanced at the terrain and hoped she could find the nest, from which the greedy merchant had stolen it from. But it was too late. As she felt her hand begin to warm, and through the sound of the rushing waterfall, birds softly singing, and her heartbeat beginning to race, there was another sound, a crack, and it was coming from the beautiful egg.